This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Democratic and Republican groups are both trying to get unregistered voters to sign up before Election Day, but few of these groups get the attention that ACT does. This is a musically inclined political action committee, Americans Coming Together, ACT. It's for Senator Kerry. It's organized a tour of more than 20 popular music artists to play in 33 cities in 11 swing states, and Day to Day's Mike Pesca reports.
The band Pearl Jam has always been overtly political. On their last tour, they routinely weathered catcalls for playing a song critical of the president called Bush Leaguer. On the Vote for Change tour, the band has been playing covers of a 40-year-old Bob Dylan song, Masters of War. Lead singer Eddie Vedder addressed the crowd in Reading, Pennsylvania, with a message about the men and women fighting the current war.
May they all come home unscathed. May they all survive this, what's become a nightmare. They're fighting for democracy in another place. And here, we need to make it better. It's alive, but it needs to be stronger and better, and that's why it's so important that you participate.
Sold-out crowd cheered the band at every note, musical and political. Hundreds wore statements of their own in the form of T-shirts mocking George W. Bush. Fans who didn't have their political sympathies on display already were largely out of luck because concession worker Anita Winter couldn't sell official Vote for Change T-shirts fast enough.
This really went crazy, the sales for this. We sold out everything they brought in to us. Hopefully they have more to bring in. I don't know.
Around the corner from the stripped bare T-shirt display, Chris Hahn was registering to vote as guided by a volunteer from Americans Coming Together, a political action committee affiliated with MoveOn.org.
And print your name and date it, and then you're good to go.
While ACT registers voters, MoveOn engages in more aggressive tactics. Last week, they took out a newspaper ad which criticized the polling organization Gallup for overstating the president's standing among voters. Pearl Jam's bass player, Jeff Ament, supports those tactics.
You know, I read those things and go, finally. Finally, there's another side. You know, there's our side presenting the other side or trying to expose the other side, and that's... Yeah, I guess you got to fight fire with fire, and I think it's the left's only chance.
The left's next only chance was Saturday night in Ohio. In Cleveland, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band headlined. R.E.M.'s Michael Stipe took the stage first.
We're R.E.M., and we approve of this concert.
Tom Collins of Woodcliffe, Ohio, waited out R.E.M.'s set in the hallway. He was here for Springsteen's music, but not his politics.
I'm a little disappointed in the politics in it. But it's not going to sway me either way. It was almost enough to make me not come to the show, and I chose at the last minute to come anyway.
Because the purchase of these tickets is actually a political donation, Collins and everyone else who bought them had to sign forms attesting to the fact that they were 18 U.S. citizens and not government contractors. Typical of many concert-goers was Jared Farrar of Columbus, who assessed the boss's chance of pulling off a political conversion this way.
I think you're preaching to the choir right now.
Farrar said his politics and Springsteen's politics line up exactly.
Bruce is a populist, and there's nothing wrong with populism. Either you align yourself with the wealthy, or you align yourself with the common people in this country. I put myself straight on the line with Bruce Springsteen.
Springsteen's speeches, interspersed in his two-hour set, never criticized President Bush by name. Instead, Springsteen said he believed in economic justice, human rights, and humility in exercising power at home and around the world. Then he and the other musicians joined in on a song written by Englishman Nick Lowe, asking the universal question.
What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding?
Peace, love, and understanding are intangible values. Money is not. Though all the shows aren't sold out, organizers estimate that more than 250,000 seats will be sold at $40 to $75 each. One week from tonight, the tour will culminate in Washington, D.C. with 13 artists on one stage. Tickets, priced at $175 for floor seats, are sold out. And scalpers won't be donating their proceeds to a political action committee. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.